back to In the Moment. An issue that infiltrated the 1990s is catching the eye of South Dakotans who fish. The South Dakota Supreme Court will rule on the second of two lawsuits pertaining to public access to bodies of water for recreation. It's an issue that took center stage in Day County, where several bodies of water formed more than two decades ago following heavy snow and spring rains. Since then, sportsmen have wanted access to the water that pools on private property, but landowners want their privacy. State law holds water in trust for beneficial use for the public. As for what beneficial use actually means, that's now for lawmakers to decide. SDPB's Lee Strubinger takes us to Day County, where the lawsuits began.
A slight breeze ripples water from the southern end of Long Lake onto the property where Frank James's great-grandparents first homesteaded in northeastern South Dakota. He points to some grain bins about 50 yards from where the lake ends.
My grandfather was born right up there in 1888. My family, my mother's family's been here since for that long.
James's roots run deep here. Land passes from generation to generation. Settlers established some farms and ranches even before statehood. Now, chunks of the land are underwater. Across the way, two empty houses stand on a patch of land just next to the water, which is down about 6 feet this year.
My last aunt died, she was 94, and she couldn't believe she walked this stretch here to get to the old farm place, and she, you know, it was quite a shock to her that how much water, you know, how it had deteriorated, and there's nothing left of a pretty good farmstead there.
In 1993, heavy snowfall and an unusually wet spring flooded several sloughs that had been previously used as good farm and ranching ground.
In a normal summer, there'd be water here, but the cattle could walk from one end of the pasture to the other without any trouble. But it was mostly just rushes. Really good pheasant hunting.
James says there's been water ever since. Day County is situated in the middle of the Coteau de Prairie. It's an A-shaped formation that was pushed up by the glacier when it receded over eastern South Dakota. This created several prairie potholes and sloughs inside of a closed basin or bathtub-like formation. The water collects and has nowhere to go.
As the saying has always been, whiskey's for drinking and the water's for fighting, and that's very real. We see that here in the legislature. We see that in our rural communities.
State Senator Jason Frerichs represents District 1, which encompasses Day County. The fight Senator Frerichs is talking about references this. In 1868, when surveyors first marked bodies of water, they drew meander lines around several large lakes in the area. Those meandering bodies of water are managed by the state for public use. Over the last two decades, rainfall has turned many of these prairie potholes and sloughs in northeastern South Dakota into more lakes. These are considered non-meandering bodies of water. Thousands of once farmable acres have been flooded since 1993. Landowners now pay taxes on the flooded property at a reduced rate. However, state law maintains that water is held in public trust, which includes recreational uses like fishing, duck hunting, and snowmobiling. But landowners say use of their property has gotten out of hand. And sportsmen contend that water is held in the public interest for their use. A recent South Dakota Supreme Court decision affirmed a nearly decade-old decision that until there is legislative authority, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks cannot facilitate public access to the flooded sloughs. That means the burden shifts onto state lawmakers, like Frerichs.
Until we start to manage that and strike a balance, it'll continue to be a problem.
The legislature has not done that. Since they have not determined how the water can best be used, then by golly, nobody can use it, is what the Supreme Court is essentially saying.
Bill Antonides is a retired wildlife conservation officer and with the South Dakota Wildlife Federation. He's sitting at a picnic table at Wiley Park in Aberdeen. Before the latest ruling, boaters and people fishing could access non-meandered waters from either a township section line road or highway. Antonides says the sportsmen are making sure generations to come will have access to these waters for fishing and hunting, even, he says, for the landowner's grandchildren.
People are moving to town, and they're going to be in the same situation, looking for a piece of water that they can go recreate on. And we shouldn't give that water away. We don't have a right to give that water away. It belongs to our grandchildren and the kids, the generations that haven't even been born yet. And we do not have that right to give that water away. We just don't.
Many landowners in Day County say they have no problem with the public using their land. They say, ask and you shall receive.
You'll never starve.
You'll always catch a fish.
The Lutheran Church in Butler, South Dakota attracts a dozen people for coffee Monday morning. The church used to be two separate buildings until the Germans and Norwegians combined churches. They pass around brownies and cake in the church basement. The men sit on one half of the table, and the women take the other end.
We've always we've been proud of our property. We've always been proud of who we are as South Dakotans.
Bob Whitmire owns land in Day County.
We are trying to hold on to that so the next generation can live in peace as well, and that they can look to outdoor recreation favorably as we did, and have friends that come and hunt, and have friends to recreate with.
Robert Dury also sits in the Lutheran church basement. He's a farmer whose name is attached to a recent Supreme Court decision. He says he's paid thousands in taxes on land that is unusable.
It came up significantly. 2011 was the high point, and it encompassed probably close to 1,500 acres of our private property. The taxes on it have varied. We've abated them, so it has been reduced. But I think over the last 23 years, it's $100,000 in tax we paid on that water that has no financial reward at all.
Since taxes on several thousand acres in Day County have been abated or reduced, the price on dry land has increased. Derry Schlotty is the Day County Director of Equalization.
So when you lower X amount of dollars of value here, the tax dollars still need to be generated. So when value goes down, the levies go up.
That means people who don't own land underwater help make up the difference in their taxes. That's not the only way non-meandered waters impact dollars. The South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Department pulled boat ramps from these waters in April. A bait shop owner says that affects his bottom line. Taxidermy game and fish line the walls of the Sportsman's Cove Bait and Tackle Shop. Doug Johnson owns the Webster business. He says uncertainty around the Supreme Court ruling isn't helping. He says he's ready for the legislature to come up with rules on non-meandered water so everyone is certain.
The negativity that surrounds it, that's what I want to go away. I just want it decided. We'll live with whatever ruling comes out of this. We'll live with it, you know. Just we've had a gray area regarding the non-meanders for years, and now the Supreme Court ruling made the gray area much, much wider.
The state legislature has tried several times in the past to find a compromise between landowners and sportsmen. The last time lawmakers held a summer study session to address the issue was 16 years ago. After decades of discussion, this legislature now looks at crafting a new solution over the coming months. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Day County.
Lawmakers meet tomorrow in Aberdeen for the second of several summer study sessions to discuss the regulation of non-meandered waters. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. in the Berggren Hall at the Johnson Fine Arts Center and will last through Wednesday.